This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk to Jim Zocchi. Jim, it's good to have you back on the show. Panthers commentator, host as well, and cover the Panthers. I want to start with Andy Dalton taking over. And what is this locker room saying about it, if anything? Because I know guys ultimately want to win, but, you know, you had this whole situation where it was all about Bryce Young, and now it's not. I know he played a little bit last week. What's the census on what's going on with the quarterback situation?
Yeah, I think with Bryce, he was struggling, and so he played last year from the get-go, and, you know, I think it just the first two games this year, it looked like he was getting worse, not better. His last game where he started, the second game, he threw for 86 yards in the game. So it just wasn't his time where he was going forward. And so I think it was just good for him to have Andy Dalton, give him a chance to hit the pause button, bring Andy in, a veteran who's obviously 14 years in this league, three times a Pro Bowl guy, comes in the first week, throws three touchdown passes, and they scored 36 points in Vegas. And so I think he's just kind of settled things down at the position a little bit and runs the offense, which you kind of, at some point, you just have to run the offense correctly. So I think just having that in there has been a good thing and a good presence for the team.
Jim, does Bryce have a future in Charlotte?
I think, you know, to be determined. I think with that, it's like you invested heavily in him, so you certainly want to see it work out. But I think for now, it just, with the new coach and the new offense, it just wasn't happening in the games. Again, short sample of this season, but he has 16 games overall so far. So I think too early to say yes or no. He's still only 23 years old, I think. So it's like, I think, you know, he never had that chance to kind of sit and watch, you know, even see, you know, Drake May just being elevated here in week six for New England, guys like that. You know, Bryce had to play right from the beginning. He's had a couple of different coaches already during a short time here. So I think too soon to say, you know, yes or no long term. But I think for now, it's good for him to have a chance to be with a veteran, watch Andy run the offense, you know, study during the week with him. And when that time comes, be ready again. And again, if we get down the road, say we're eliminated down the playoff, or 1-4, we're eliminated down the playoff chase towards whatever part of the season, you'll put him in there, let him play, let him get his reps once again. But for now, I think it's important to get, you know, everything in sync in terms of installing Dave Canales' offense and everything here.
Is Canales and the owner on the same page?
I think they definitely are. I mean, this is, again, a franchise that's gone through a different coach every year over the past couple of years, but I think they are, and I think the expectations, they've said from the beginning, Dan Morgan, the GM of this season with Canales coming in, they've set no firm expectations for this season. I think they understand it's a longer play. They were 2-15 last year. They tried to do a lot of things this past off season through the draft, free agency, whatever, to try to fix as many problems as they could, knowing you couldn't fix all the problems of 2-15 in one off season. And of course, now we got hit with a bunch of injuries early on this season, Derek Brown right out of the gate. So for this team, I think it's a little bit more of a long play and less like he's on a hot seat or whatever if the record doesn't reflect it.
Jim Zocchi's with the Sky's voice of the Panthers and the ECU Pirates, by the way, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Talk about the injuries. Center went out with a bicep. He got some tackles that are banged up. How healthy or unhealthy are the Panthers? Because we want to get – we're trying to, as Carl and I have been saying all week, to establish the complete game and really get after, obviously, you know, Andy Dalton. Can we do that?
You know, it's possible because we're down two offensive linemen, Austin Corbett for the season, and also from last week. Taylor Moten, he's week to week. He's the right tackle. He had not missed a game since he started his career, 104 games. So we got two backups in Brady Christensen at center, Josh Nyman, who was with Green Bay the last 5 years at right tackle. And those guys are they're good players. So these are good quality guys that can jump in and start. They've been starters at times in their careers. Austin Corbett, unfortunately, torn biceps. They moved him from guard to center. Of course, a veteran who's been around for a long time. But the Lions played well when everyone's been out there, which was until last week. So the Lions been playing good as far as one of the bright spots on this team overall. We invested heavily in guards, bringing in especially Robert Hunt from Miami was expensive. Damian Lewis coming in at the left guard position. So they knew with Bryce in there, a quarterback especially, they really had to, you know, fortify that interior of the offensive line. So that's you see Chuba Hubbard's numbers in running the ball, 5.8 yards per carry. A lot of that's credit to the offensive line playing well.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. You talk about the injuries on the O-line. As far as defense, how would you estimate as far as have they played up to what the standard is or what they thought this would be or below? Obviously, we're losing games. People look at that. But how do you feel overall about the defense?
No, it's not good. I mean, it's not good. And a lot of it is they've had significant injuries. Both of the captains off the defense, Derek Brown in the middle of the first game, Pro Bowl player from last year out for the season with a knee. Shaq Thompson went down a couple weeks ago, another 10-year veteran linebacker. We brought in Josie Jewell to replace Frankie Louvu from Denver. He's on the shelf. He'll be back in a couple of weeks. Jordan Fuller, starting safety, has been out since the beginning of the season. They were down six guys as far as the 11 starters as of a week ago. I think we might get Dane Jackson back this week, who was penciled in as a corner, but Mike Jackson's been filling in there. So, again, there's talent. Jadeveon Clowney didn't practice today. He didn't practice yesterday. He got dinged up with a shoulder in the game last week against Chicago. So we'll see on his status for this game. But it was a good, solid defense last year, but we're giving up the most points in the league. And we have very few takeaways, I think five for the season, not getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. So can't say it's going well, but also not had a lot of the pieces to work with up to this point either.
You mentioned it, Derek Brown. There's certain guys, and for years, you know, we talked about Cam Jordan in New Orleans, and Derek Brown has basically lived in our backfield. So that's, I mean, I hate to see him out, but that's good news for Falcon fans. The secondary, we've got guys, we just saw Pitts really have a kind of a breakout game. We got Kirk Cousins coming off a 509-yard performance. How about the secondary?
Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, good to hear that you guys are doing well. Kirk Cousins, I didn't see that game. It must have been great. No, it's good for Kirk. That's scary. That's scary numbers. We all remember years ago the Julio Jones 300-yard game. Still trying to get over that one like 8 years ago. But, yeah, you know, Xavier Woods is good at safety. Nick Scott is filling in for now for Jordan Fuller. J.C. Horn is a young corner that has been dinged up his first couple years in the league, but he's really solid at one of the corner spots out of South Carolina. And they brought in Mike Jackson, like I said, last minute from Seattle to fill in with the Dane Jackson injury there. So, again, kind of a patchwork, but with Woods and Horn, some good guys there. I think really a bright spot, just to move up a level in the linebacker, is Trevin Wallace, our third-round pick out of Kentucky. He's fast. He hits hard. He had 15 tackles last week in his first time being the starter. 10 solo tackles. He's got the green dot on the back of his helmet for communication. So he looks like a guy that's got, like, the ceiling on him is very high. He's got all the things you're looking for in a linebacker.
So what do you expect Sunday?
I'm on the Panthers broadcast team. I always expect we're going to win. So I think it's going to be a Panthers win.
Yo, we're not going to ask you about your owner either. We know you understand you're getting paid by the Panthers. We're not going to go down that road either.
When I ask that question,
I'm the worst guy to have on a sports talk show. 30 years, I picked them to win every game for 30 years.
Well, of course, right. I understand that and I get it. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I can always talk about this. If you're the broadcaster, we get our guys on Wes and Arch. There's nothing wrong with that. When I say, "What do you expect?" I mean, is this competitive? Like, from what you're telling us,
to beat the Raiders,
Jim. Well, yes, but that was before all of these injuries, right? I mean, this is before some of this other stuff has happened. And he's right; it's the Raiders. Is this going to be a struggle? Do they attempt to just run the ball and run clock and stay close? That's what I mean. Like, what's the expectation? How do you win if you're Carolina?
I think, you know, Chuba, again, runs. Chuba's probably truly at least a top 10, if not the top 7-8 running back in this league right now. They can run the ball. He was over 100 yards the two previous weeks and had 97 last week. So with the line and him, they can run. Andy's really, really good. He just Adam Thielen got injured the first game against the Raiders that he played in. So he's played in three games. So you lose your best receiver, Adam Thielen, but you have Deontay Johnson, some other guys you can work into that as well. So, I mean, I hate to say it, you know, last year we won two games. One was against Atlanta, 9-7. So you never know if it's going to be a really high-scoring game or low-scoring game. We put up 36 against Vegas in the win a couple of weeks ago. So it's there, and it's possible. It's, they could put points on the board. I'd say as much as anything, last week, Chicago's good. I think their record doesn't reflect how good Chicago's going to be. That's a really good defense, and we struggled against that defense last week. I think that's why the numbers were down against the Bears last week. But I think, yeah, competitive, and it's a team, honestly, even with all the injuries, that can score in the 20s. They just got to be able to keep the score low, as you guys said. Impressive performance through the roof, actually, by Cousins and Atlanta last week. So definitely got to keep that in check, and hopefully they can keep at least some kind of umbrella coverage and keep things in front of them.
All right.
Cool, man.
Good stuff. Jim, we appreciate you stopping by, man. Enjoy your calls. Obviously, not as much this week as you play the Falcons, but you do a great job, man, and we appreciate you.
Always good to be on with you guys. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.